Today's digest for August 15, 2026. 10 items today covering Anthropic's revenue run-up to a public offering, a $60 billion acquisition in AI coding tools, an actively exploited Mac vulnerability, alleged Iranian intrusions at American water utilities, a courtroom first for prompt injection, and the first working viral genomes designed entirely by a model. Here's the rundown. First up, Anthropic's financials ahead of its public offering. Bloomberg reports the company brought in more than $11.5 billion in revenue in the second quarter, based on investor documents its reporters reviewed. That is at least a 14-fold jump from the $787 million it posted in the same quarter last year, and more than double the $4.73 billion it recorded in the first quarter. The company also turned positive adjusted operating income for the quarter, which matters because the persistent question about Frontier AI Labs has been whether revenue growth ever outruns the compute bill. An autumn listing is expected, with Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and JP Morgan Chase working on the offering. The figures are preliminary and could still move before any filing becomes public. Next up, SpaceX has officially closed its acquisition of Cursor, the AI coding startup, in a deal worth $60 billion in stock. The two companies announced a partnership back in April that included an option for SpaceX to buy the company outright, and that option has now been exercised following SpaceX's own public offering. Cursor says it will operate inside SpaceX with access to what it describes as the largest fleet of graphics processors in the world. The strategic logic stacks on top of SpaceX's earlier acquisition of xAI. The company has been leasing enormous computing capacity to other technology firms, including Anthropic and Google, and now owns a flagship software product to run on that capacity itself. It is a striking consolidation of AI infrastructure and AI applications under one roof. Staying with deals, talks to sell PayPal are heating up. The Wall Street Journal reports that Stripe and the private equity firm Advent are in active negotiations to acquire the payments company, and that a deal could land within weeks. An initial offer surfaced in July valuing PayPal at $53 billion, or $60.50 a share, which PayPal rejected at the time. Talks continued anyway. Chief Executive Enrique Lores has been running a turnaround that includes cutting the workforce by 20% over 2 to 3 years and refocusing the company on its core technology. Neither buyer would confirm anything, with Stripe saying it does not comment on rumor or speculation, and PayPal declining to comment. A sale would close the book on one of the pandemic era's most dramatic valuation round trips. Moving on to security. Dutch authorities are warning that attackers are actively exploiting a Mac vulnerability that hands over full control of the machine. The flaw, tracked as CVE-2026-65400, is an authentication bypass in the screen sharing feature built into macOS, and it lets someone reach a Mac over the network without valid credentials. The Netherlands National Cybersecurity Center says that in every case it has reviewed, the attacker gained root access and dropped a Monero cryptocurrency miner on the system. Apple has shipped fixes in macOS Tahoe 26.6.1, Sequoia 15.7.9, and Sonoma 14.8.9. If patching has to wait, the interim advice is to turn screen sharing off in system settings. The agency has not said how many machines were hit or how long the activity has been running. Next, what we know about the alleged Iranian intrusions at American water utilities. Since late July, coordinated attacks have hit water treatment facilities across at least 7 states, according to the FBI, with Minnesota alone accounting for more than 30 affected communities, plus incidents in Arkansas, Georgia, New Jersey, and Michigan. Some of these were not abstract. Braham, Minnesota took its water plant offline for hours, Maple Plain declared a state of emergency, and a Georgia county issued precautionary boil water notices. The Washington Post reports that United States intelligence agencies are confident Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is responsible, though no formal public attribution has been made, and President Trump has disputed the Iranian link. One security firm counted more than 2,800 exposed control systems across American water networks. Also today, researchers at Group IB have documented an Android malware family called Wind Relay that steals payment card data in real time while the victim is still holding the card. The scheme starts with a phone call from someone impersonating the victim's bank, who talks them into installing an app that displays their own name back to them for credibility. From there, the operators pair the malware with a remote access tool to work the device directly, moving money and in some cases taking out loans, while the call is still going. Group IB found 23 samples uploaded to VirusTotal between November 2025 and July 2026, with victims concentrated in Czechia, Slovakia, and Slovenia, and traced 4 command and control addresses. The firm's point is that modern fraud rarely rests on a single technique. Next up, a courtroom first. a self-represented plaintiff in Connecticut, hid instructions for AI systems inside his own court filings in 3-point white text on a white background, telling any model that read the document to make its output agree with his filing. The case is Elliott versus New York Bariatric Group in Connecticut Superior Court, and court staff caught it in July after noticing odd white space in the document. Judge Walter Spader Jr. sanctioned him on August 6th, writing that a filing is a communication to both the court and the opposing party, and that its integrity depends on being visible to both. The plaintiff kept doing it even after a warning, at one point concealing a link to a SpongeBob SquarePants video. He is now barred from electronic filing and must submit paper copies. Moving on to research with a sharper edge. A Stanford-led team has designed 16 functional bacteriophages entirely with AI, the first complete working viral genomes generated this way. The phages, which infect bacteria rather than people, successfully attacked antibiotic-resistant strains of E. coli that natural phages could not get into. Computational biologist Brian He directed the work, with Samuel King as first author and collaborators at the Arc Institute, and it published in Science on August 6th alongside a commentary from biosecurity researchers at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Their framing is that the question is no longer whether generative viral genome design will exist, but whether oversight can be built fast enough. High notes the practical barriers are still real, including deep expertise and synthesis costs well into six figures. Also today, a reminder that the North Korean remote worker problem is still very much live. Operatives have been landing remote jobs at American and European companies using forged credentials, then routing wages back to the regime while stealing data and, in some cases, extorting the employer. Journalist Laura Shin, writing at Unchained, described a screening question that still works with striking reliability. Ask the candidate to say something negative about Kim Jong-un. Citizens of North Korea face severe consequences for criticizing their leader, so the request tends to produce a very particular kind of silence. Interviewers are also asking detailed questions about the hometown, a candidate claims. Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, open source projects, and the cryptocurrency industry have all been targeted. Last item today. Simon Willison highlights a neat inversion from Doug Turnbull on the problem of tagging content against a huge existing vocabulary. The usual approach is to hand a large language model your entire tag list and ask it to pick, which falls apart once that list gets big. Turnbull's suggestion is to let the model hallucinate instead. Show it a few examples of what your tag structure looks like, let it invent whatever tag it thinks fits, then use vector embeddings to snap that invented tag to the nearest real one you actually have. For a query like brown coffee table, the model might generate a full furniture and living room and coffee tables path that never existed in your taxonomy. And the embedding step maps it home. It turns a constraint problem into a similarity problem. That's the digest for August 15th, 2026. 10 items. Running from Anthropic's revenue climb toward a public listing, through an actively exploited Mac flaw and a state-linked campaign against water utilities, to a Connecticut judge drawing a hard line under hidden text in court filings. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow.